G'day family, welcome back to our Rush Hour Sunday session where we look back at some of the, well, interesting moments we've had on this global show, Gregory.
Well, it's a good time to reflect, Jars, on the week that we had and talk out about some of our highlights of the week,
right.
Bernie.
Some of these are low lights, but highlights. We had Josh Rochelli this week.
Highlight.
I forgot we even had him. That's a highlight.
Bang.
Jars got pranked. The Dead Set Legends.
That's a low light.
Low light. Bluey, you changed codes.
Big
you
head low light.
They needed their ratings up.
Low rating breakfast show, another one. And
voicemail.
Voicemail, well, that is a win.
Double thumbs
that's
up.
That's the biggest
highlight.
Win. And then you knocked yourself out.
Yeah. In the car.
That's a thumbs up. We like you getting knocked out. And then the highlight tapes. How good?
Bang. Enjoy. Triple M's Rush Hour.
Please welcome to Triple M's Rush Hour.
Chris Shelley around the body. Oh, yes. The celebration. Watch the celebrations. Oh, there's a little speedball action.
Josh Rochelli, the ball. Oh, that goes. Looks good. Six straight Adelaide. Oh, no. He's throwing phantom blows everywhere.
The player who loves a post-goal celebration from the Adelaide Crows, Josh Rochelli.
Good afternoon, Josh Rochelli. Welcome to the Global Rush Hour on this Monday.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me.
You liked that intro, didn't you? Because you got a little bit emotional listening to you down the phone line.
How can you
yeah,
tell?
I loved it. It was
you
pretty good welcoming.
Too. You did too. Well, we didn't see much of that on Saturday. The boys were easily outplayed. Lack of intensity. Boys looked like they switched off. How would you sum up that performance, which was woeful?
Yeah.
Come on.
No, we can't sugarcoat it. It was a terrible performance.
No, we can't. Yeah, we definitely can't sugarcoat it. I think we're minus something ridiculous in disposals and minus 30 in the contest. So it just started from the start, really. The Bulldogs played a better brand and I think we're about 5-10% off and we ended up being pretty lucky in the end. We probably could have nearly lost by a lot more than what the margin was.
Yeah, bad kicking from the Bulldogs. What did Nixie say after the game, mate? Is that just a game you go, I'm not sure how to judge this one, and you're back on the horse this week, or was he disappointed? Was he angry? What was the sort of the mood?
Jeez. Yeah, it was pretty mixed emotions. As you said, there's two ways you can go about it. You can kind of just acknowledge it and move on. I think there's definitely some focus areas that we need to address. We can't just shy away that it was a disappointing performance. So, yeah, we'll address them and, yeah, move on to a big game Sunday.
Josh, there's been a bit of a chat around about how it's a tough road trip to play the Bulldogs in Ballarat. Just talk us through the logistics of getting there and times and that sort of thing. Why is it so tough?
Yeah, I don't think it's really any too different to, for example, playing in Tasmania like we did earlier this year. I personally don't mind it being from the country, being able to play back there. It kind of gives you that country vibe. Ballarat's similar to Shepparton where I'm from, so It is. I don't mind it actually going down there, but the weather on the weekend was pretty horrendous. It was freezing. I think a lot of guys aren't used to it. We kind of always have to play in these games, which is a bit hard at times. But something we just got to suck up and attack, and we can't just keep having these performances away. I think we've lost 3 of our 4 away games this year, so it's not just Ballarat. It's our away games at the moment. So again, something we need to address and look forward to winning.
Plus 10 in clearance and plus 8 centre bounce. That's pretty good going. That allows you to play the game in your half, but there's too many turnovers, wasn't there?
Yeah, we did have a lot of turnovers. I'm not too sure what the inside 50 count was either. But yeah, I think they had another 15 scoring shots than what we had. We wanted to press the game as much as we could, and probably coming out of the midfield was something we didn't do. And then when it was inside 50, our forward group probably didn't lock it in as good as what we have been the last kind of 4 or 5 weeks. So, yeah, those are probably the 2 points of difference.
Yeah, minus 13 in inside 50s too.
Yeah. Mm.
Joshy boy, the senior coach post-game came out and said, it's the upper cup we need. Can you explain to us layman football people what he was referring to?
I think it was more of just a reality check. Okay. Yeah, we've been probably content at times with how we're going. We've had a few disappointing losses and we definitely are heading in the right direction. We've had a decent start to the year, but we just know where that next level is. If we want to be in that top 4, kind of top 6, that the Bulldogs are kind of heading. And again, we had that that loss to Geelong, which is disappointing, and close to Collingwood. So again, we aren't too far off it, but you can see the gap between the top teams and that kind of mid range. And if we want to be at the best, that's where we've got to be headed. So yeah, I think that was just more of a wake up call that you can't be that few percent off. You need to play a consistent four quarters.
Himmelberg's been in and out of the side a little bit, back in on the weekend. Another bit of a disappointing game. I'd love to see him play back. Does he ever train playing across centre-half back? Or have you spoken about it? He did go down there, I think, for the second half against the side earlier in the year. But I just feel like Ford's just not working, and Tex will obviously be back this week. So have you thought about that?
Yeah, I think Elliot has that versatility to go down back and play in the ruck as well. We have, I think, in the sample this year, we've had him down back at times as well and playing that kind of swingman role. And that's something he's actually really good at. He's a really good overhead mark. So, and again, on the weekend, probably wasn't the game for the tools. There wasn't many tools who really dominated. So, yeah, it's something that we can definitely address in the future. So, yeah, it'll be pretty interesting to see what the go is with the team this week. But, yeah, we'll leave that up to Nixie.
The Lions this Sunday as well. Josh, tough time to get them. They're flying, the Lions.
They're flying, and we played them last year, and we had a really good first half, and then again slipped off what we've done recently with some top teams. So it'll be good to play them back on our home deck and kind of make a statement to see where we are.
Yeah, Brisbane not so good on the road this year. They've had some tough ones, so might be a good game at home this weekend, because Crow's been very good there. Hey, off-field, yeah. How are you going? Because you're obviously the number one when it comes to performance.
Number
out
one?
Out and about. What? Yeah,
is he?
What do you mean out and about?
Second daylight.
Please.
Second daylight. Well, I'm talking extracurricular activities.
Just dance floors.
Dance floors. Clearing dance floors.
He's got
remember
other hobbies.
Last time we had him on, he cleared the dance floor, the armour. Yeah,
we did that a bit of time last Thursday night.
We do it, but we're not part of the Crows team now, Jars. So otherwise we might be challenging for that. But how are we going off field?
Yeah, I'm still enjoying life.
That's the boy.
I like his wording.
Having some fun.
Well, you got to.
Yeah, you have to.
Because it's so demanding, this competition. It's brutal.
You do, especially still being 20 years old. I'm still plenty of time for fun.
Yeah. Now, mate, before we let you go, do you have I thought the field kicking was very poor on the weekend. Do you have a specialist field kicking coach?
Yeah. Sorry,
tackling coach? Because
you don't have to answer
the tackling
that.
Technique was poor against Western Bulldogs, bigger bodies.
You want a kicking specialist coach or a tackling specialist coach? How many specialist
coaches
do you
want? I'd actually like to get my hands off hold of Josh.
Hands off, Josh.
Take him down to Henley Beach and do a little bit of kicking session with him.
Well,
I reckon I can fix him up.
He's a good kick.
He's a nice kick, but he kicks it too high. Is that fair, Josh?
I've been missing a lot of set shots lately.
Well, I'll come and do some stuff with him then. Because Mark Rusciuto, the Adelaide Crows board director, doesn't believe in specialised coaches. But anyway, that's his opinion. But, mate, thanks for your time. You've got to bounce back this weekend on Sunday.
He might want to make a comment on that.
What do you want?
I don't think he does.
Josh?
No comments. We move on.
I didn't even know. Was there a question there? Or he just made statements?
It just gets shitty because I'm losing. All right? Like seeing the boys lose. But anyway, you got to bounce back against a quality football side at home Sunday, 4 o'clock kickoff. All the best, young man. Razzle dazzle, please.
I will. Thank you very much, guys, for having me.
All right. And we'll catch up for a kicking session somewhere. All right.
Sounds good. See you.
See you, mate. There he is, Josh Rochelle from the Adelaide Crows.
He'll ring you, Judge.
Yeah. I reckon he's going to ring me anyway.
I think he got rid of us then as well.
30 years later.
He wrapped that interview up, do you know?
No,
anyway, thanks, boys. He's got to go.
He wrapped it up because you're asking about his nightlife.
Well, it's better than asking him, have you got a specialist tackling coach? What a boring question.
You're on Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey, Jars, and our producer, Basso.
Why are you
What's
in here?
Happened,
because
Tom?
Normally you don't come. Mm. We don't like
unless you want
close
money.
Whoa.
Oh, money. Hang on. Let's delve into that a bit deeper.
So what do you need, mate? What's that? What can we do for you on the show?
Well, Andrew, you seem a bit frosty with me.
Yeah, you are. What's happened here?
We had a bit of a pre-show conversation.
Yes, we did.
Which you didn't know was recorded, but...
Secret recording? Yeah. That's illegal. Have you asked for his permission?
I've asked for his permission.
Because that's codes.
He called me into the studio for a private chat.
So,
and what was the chat about, Tom?
So this Saturday on the very popular Saturday morning show, Dead Set Legends, from 9 to 11.
Did you say unpopular?
They're very popular.
Oh, okay.
We've actually got a man down. No Tom Rockcliffe this week.
Where's Rocky?
He's in Darwin for a wedding.
What's that got
no
to do with
No big loss.
Well, no, he's a big loss.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, he's not available.
Well, Ferg goes to Port Lincoln, still does the show.
He can take the thing with
him. We want to upgrade, to be honest. So we've got.
Oh, you don't want Rocky?
Just for this week, we've got skipper Tom Jonas filling in.
Well, that is an upgrade.
No, you're right there. So well done.
That's a good get. Tommy should probably be looking at another job because he spends more time out of the team than in the teams. He keeps whacking blokes.
Yeah, this is the stitch-up.
Before we locked in Tom Jonas, we had to canvass a few names, and I thought Andrew Jarman.
If you think Dead Set Legends, you think Andrew Jarman.
So I went to ask him, and this is how it went.
Uh-oh. Come through here from one, Andrew Newton. I've got a bit of a favour to ask, if that's all right.
It better not be for Dead Set.
It's about Dead Set Legends.
Now, what do you want from the Dead Set Legends?
So, I'm not sure if you're aware, but this Saturday, Tom Rockliffe is absent. He's in Darwin for a wedding.
Darwin, is he?
Yep.
What, working? Or plagiarising?
No, for a wedding.
For a week. So you go to
for a wedding. Just for that day.
Oh.
So we're really desperate. Really desperate for co-hosts. We're really desperate for co-hosts.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't ask you this unless we're very,
Where's
very
Tomo?
Desperate. No, Tomo's there, but we need a replace.
Where's
Ferg? We need an ex-footy player.
Maybe.
To co-host, and your name's come up.
Oh, who? Or you?
Yeah, well, we've thrown some names around. Nah. We thought we need you on to co-host it this Saturday. Where are you going?
Does he get paid for it?
Yeah, you'll get paid.
Oh, you went to pay.
When do you want to know, boy?
No, you need to know now. So what do you say? You in?
All right. So if I say no,
yeah.
Who else you got?
We're very desperate. We've got no one.
Why haven't you got anyone? This is bad.
Well, it's just been last
minute. Get text. He's not playing.
No, he's playing.
Oh, so he's playing this week, is he?
Yeah.
What about Bluey?
No, we don't want Bluey. We can't have two cricketers.
Yeah, it's true. What about Phil Smythe?
Yeah, we want a footballer. Oh, we want a footballer.
But he works with Chris Fagan.
Yeah.
He's very close to Damien.
It sounds like you don't want to do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Why?
I've got too much on.
You got too much on?
Yeah, I'm very busy. No, I have. I've got too much on.
Do you? Yeah. So you say no?
I'm saying a no, a flat no.
Yeah.
Can we talk about it on air too? I've said no. Put that in. Need a spot.
You wanted a spot before you
dropped it in. To go after it.
But what was with the... Hang on, do I get paid?
No, I said, was there a fee involved?
Yeah, you said, do I get paid?
Yeah, thanks, Greg.
You stormed out.
And they whacked you're part of the team.
Why can't you have two cricketers?
Yeah, that's
why can
a
you
good
have
question.
Two footballers?
Yeah. Everyone, you're trying to wake people up, not put them to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, we all played elite sport, didn't we, all of us? All us three here.
We did.
Yeah.
Greg, yeah.
Probably top level. Some bit more than others.
Well, I was back in the day, I was semi-professional.
Semi.
Yeah, because you went full-time, didn't you? They went full-time about 1998, 1999. Yeah,
well, I was
2000. Yeah. So
before
I was part-time.
Time, you played top level, mm-hmm. top level. We all did.
Yep.
Okay. So everyone always asks, you know, when you're playing, oh, what could you be if you weren't a player, weren't a footballer? So I always farmer. Jars, what were you?
I wanted to be a fireman.
Imagine Jars a fireman.
Yeah. Correct.
Why is that? Because you...
What? I wanted to save little kittens
coming down the pole.
Families and...
Yeah.
Be there and support my community. That's why I wanted to be a fireman.
I know exactly where this is going.
Yeah, well, I'll get there then. Because there was two rules broken today.
What's
two
happened?
Two rules.
What's happened?
One rule we have is we don't even go on another show on this station, let alone another station, Jars. Jars.
Well...
Jars.
If you are global.
Yeah, Greg, you talk in a minute.
If you're individually global, this is what
didn't.
Happens.
So he's pushing himself around on all these other states. He goes on there, and I listened to it was on for about 5-6 minutes. Yeah. Spoke about himself the whole time.
Does anyone listen to this station?
No, they're rating low.
This is incorrect.
So that's probably the only positive. Not many would have heard it. But
Greg.
All he did is he came on and said how good he was or could have been at golf.
You're a big head.
You come on and said, well, you know.
You got to cut it out.
Basically, if it wasn't
Be humble.
If it wasn't for cricket getting in the way, I would have been on the PGA Tour right now.
I would never have said that.
Move over Tiger Woods.
Have we got any audio?
Well, I don't know if we've got any. Have we got any? We do, Molly. Well, this will be able to tell the story, whether he did or not.
Honestly, Greg.
I've got on the line. Can you please say hello to Australian cricket superstar who is essentially an unbelievable golfer? His name is Greg Blewett from our sister station, the Rush Hour on Triple M. Morning, Blue.
Good morning, Soda. Good morning, Beck.
Blue, look,
something wrong
we just
with
established
that,
so Beck understands. Now, Bluey played a lot of test cricket, but Bluey, look, I'm going to pump your tyres up. I reckon you could have been a pro golfer if you didn't play cricket.
Oh, maybe, Soda. Look, if I had started a bit earlier or I didn't play cricket and I just played golf, there might have been a chance. But I love it. Absolutely love it. I play a couple times a week now.
Couple of times?
Don't lie to him. You play four times a week.
That's incorrect about that.
Well, you play four times. Yeah. You practice the other 3 days.
If I didn't play cricket, I probably would have had 3 or 4 majors up my sleeve.
Right?
Any major you would have won is a major wanker award. And stop going on other stations.
I was sucked into that. You can tell Beck and Soda.
You don't even know who they are.
We'll just
actually, you're gone.
You don't have to answer your phone.
Our producer's
gone. Hang up. Wasn't him.
Trying to do the right thing.
Majors. Four major wankers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when I was early, I could have played golf, but just early. Yeah, Beck. I am Beck.
Cricket got in the way.
Cricket got in the way.
He did.
You wanker.
Would have been a darn good footballer as well.
It's Tuesday afternoon, so that means voicemail. Let's press the button, Molly.
You have 12 new messages.
Oh, g'day, Ken Hinckley here. Just letting you know that's 7 in a row for us. And the boys really wanted to send a message. That message is f*** everyone that wanted me gone at the start of the season. F*** you, Facebook f***ers. Oh, that's well said, Ken. Yeah, thanks, Koshy. Molly, it's Lockie from Parafield Gardens. I was... You know, just checking if you were single, because I was wondering if you'd like to catch up for a bite to eat the Savo. I got a free small popcorn chicken at KFC Hindley on the back of a docket, so I think I might even be able to pick you up. I won't be able to pick you up. Oh, boys, it's KG. Yeah. I've just come back from the doctor. They changed my hip medication. He gave me some, some kind of dried oregano or parsley. Doctor asked if I've rolled a joint before, and I said, well, I've done my ankle a few times. Yes, Triple M. This is Michael from the Adelaide 36ers. We'd just like to thank Andrew Jarman for coming down to Crittenden Road to the stadium. It was for 2 minutes while he put flies up to promote the Port Noralunga Cockle Divers raffle. Boys!
Oh, no.
Unbelievable. You ever wonder how the moths get stuck in the light fixture? Jazz, if you could you bring me around an 18-piece KFC bucket and a frozen Coke from OTR? Because this is... I love you. Yeah, lads, Tom Rockliffe here. Do you have any cash you can put in for a six-pack? I'm at the Arca Bar and having a bit of trouble.
Sorry, you declined again there, mate.
That's all right.
Here's your card, Mr. Blewett.
Hello, boys. It's the Premier, Peter Malinauskas. It's a beautiful night. I'm just walking along the Torrens in this beautiful city of ours. And look at that, not a cloud in the sky. This shirt's coming off. Here you go, you can have that, love. It's just occurred to me with the beautiful Adelaide Oval in my peripheral. The people think just because I'm an avid Port Adelaide supporter that I fit this unwarranted, rough stereotype of a Port supporter, that I'm uncouth, that I have a problem with anger management. Now, there's a Liberal Party function on at the convention centre. You what? Bird, it's Mika from the Stansbury pub, mate.
Mika, how are you, mate?
glad to hear you had a ball at the Stansbury Golf Club. I couldn't get out and join you. I got stuck in the bistro. Sharon's got a bloody flu. Can you just pass on to Jarman if he's got to pay his tab?
Oh.
He's saying cans all day.
Yeah.
And then when it came time to pay, whoosh, I haven't seen someone run like that since your old man backed into one of the shearer's utes. So, get him to fix up his tab at Stansbury, will you, mate? Cheers.
Oh, what one?
Oh, yeah. G'day, Andrew. It's Keith from Stansbury Golf Club.
Oh, no.
Can you give us a call back and fix up your bar tab, please, mate? Yeah, g'day, Andrew. It's Walshy from Stansbury Bakery. Can you fix up your lunch bill, please, mate? Thank you. Oh, Andrew, it's Peter from the Stansbury Caltech Survey. You drove off without paying. Can you come back and fix up your tab, please, mate? Andrew, it's Ian from Stansbury Kindergarten. Can you fix us up for the box of apples you took as you drove past, please? Oh, Matto, your boss.
Oh, no.
Look at this. Got a receipt here. Two AA batteries for the Foxtel remote in the studio. Wow. I don't know what kind of budget you think the Rush Hour has. If you boys think that you can...
Excuse me, Matto.
Yeah, Roo.
I'm going to go and sink beers at Morfordville and piss money away on the horses. And
yeah, hang on, mate. Here's the company credit card. And, good numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. AA batteries. You're all taking the mick. Wow.
Oh, g'day, boys. It's Tex.
Oh, Tex.
Yeah, lost in Ballarat, but that's the least of my problems at the moment. On the bus ride back, no one wanted to sit near me. Have I done something wrong? I asked everyone, and they said... No. Well, hello, Rush Hour crew.
Yeah,
it's JB.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on in Adelaide. I see a bunch of Big Shed Brewing beers had to be recalled. Too much alcohol in them. Well, that's odd. Jarman never gets recalled and he contains too much fat. By the way, can you fix up your bar tab at Billy's Pub in Geelong too?
Another one.
He's fat.
There are no more messages.
Oh, brilliant. Right. Brilliant. How many tabs did you start?
I didn't have any at all.
You stole the box of apples up. As well.
No, I didn't buy. I did not.
The poor kids at the kindy.
I got two finger buns. That was it.
Oh, what about KG? He's got the munchies.
He wanted an 18-piece feed. An OTR.
Brilliant.
I'm worried about you, Jazz.
What's happened, Ben?
Well, it's not your attitude this time or you being tired. It's your melon. And I mentioned it as soon as you came in.
Yeah,
you had a gash on your head.
Yes.
You've sort of flapped it back somehow and obviously having no hair up there, it's pretty clear to see. And
no
I'm worried
protection.
About you. I'm worried about you being on the show because, you know, you've walked into a few things, you've tripped over a couple of times and we want to make sure you're okay.
Look, when I was coming to Triple M, I was getting inside my vehicle and as I've landed in the front seat, because I go in very aggressively.
You do. You're sort of, you're very clumsy.
I've got things on.
Well, that makes you aggressive, doesn't it?
And as I was putting my bag into the passenger seat, I leant over and I didn't realise that the sunglasses, the little console on the roof there was open. And I've ploughed my head into that,
so
off the corner of it.
You've taken a chunk out.
And it was like...
Blood would have been...
Is it still bleeding?
Yeah, look. And I was... And, you know, I counted the three. I was pretty calm. I just closed it.
Yep.
And then got in and took off here to Triple M. And so... But I didn't realise I had blood pouring down the side of my face. And I just kept driving, you know, because that's what you do. You just keep going. You don't stop for anything. And, yeah. And then I realised when I pulled into the car park, oh, dear, better clean myself up.
Do you feel okay? Do you sort of... Dizzy or?
I think I'm okay, but I'm forgetting things.
Right.
You know, the last hour or so, I didn't realise I was here at Triple M. I thought I was in the backyard mowing the lawn.
Well, what about when you tip your water bottle out in the carpet?
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was lawn.
You saw that, Greg. He had a bit left in his water bottle and just tips it on the carpet.
So what are you doing? And you said, standing on the grass.
Okay. He does that anyway.
So, and you're on the 13th floor.
And I wasn't
on carpet.
13th floor. Well, I wasn't aware that, and I need a concussion test.
Well, okay.
Do we have one?
Yes. All right, let's just run
you through. Yeah,
well, we do.
I'm just going to just.
We do have one.
Does our company have a concussion test?
Well,
it's a protocol.
It's sort of
protocol.
To continue. Otherwise, you need the 12 days off, Jars.
Your paces just to see if you're okay.
Righto.
All right. What is your full name?
Andrew Newton German.
Yep. Tick. Not much of a hesitation either.
Good start.
That's pretty good.
Well, there's a bit of a lag on the Newton, but. Yeah.
Where are you?
Currently on the 13th floor in Flinders Street.
Wrong.
No.
What?
Franklin. Oh, all right, so that's a cross.
You do say Flinders a lot, though.
That's a cross.
He failed that one before the
hit. Looking at your phone.
Yes.
Roughly, what's the time?
We're currently sitting at 4:29.
Very close.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's a tick.
But very slow.
4:25.
What do you mean slow?
What's the date? Quick.
The 27th.
Of what?
No. Of May.
Right.
At least he got the month right.
No good.
Madden Cap.
Okay. What was the last segment?
We did a segment on Burns Fun Facts.
No.
Oh, God.
No? He thinks the show's finished.
You're right. Can you say the months of the year backwards?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's get them forwards first.
December, November, October, September, August, July, June, May, April, March, Feb, Jan.
Well done.
Yeah.
Yay! All right, last one.
Did he cheat then?
What is 123 minus 67?
Why do you do this? 123 minus...
He's on the ground, rolling.
Oh, he's down.
No,
he's
all right, that's a fail. Okay, now, Jars.
Back here, please.
I've had a look at some symptoms, yes. Okay? Yes. One of them's difficulty reading.
Yeah.
Now, I've got a few sort of recent grabs. I'm just wondering whether you're concussed now or you've like
just permanently.
Yeah, so let's just see if you've had any difficulty reading.
Invest in your future and lifestyle and live glasses and contact. Is it live or lie? Tell me what it is. Is it live? Don't shout.
All right, well, that's that one.
Okay.
Another symptom is fatigue.
Big out the old elephant.
I'm tired.
That was yesterday.
Another one is you get a bit cranky, irritable, and you reckon you're invited back. Mate, let's start with the beach house mini putt-putt, mate. Let's start there.
Oh, he's out. Sorry, you've just kicked the bin.
Yeah, the bin's
just gone. I apologise for that.
Yes. Memory problems?
Oh.
He was kind of the best combo.
And Chels, what about the race? Can you see a future in terms of participating in some sort of pre-season program like this?
What the hell was that?
Just completely forgot.
Chelsea Randall, I apologise.
And the last one, here we go. Another symptom, brain fog.
Oh, no.
You realise you didn't play on the weekend.
What do you mean?
You said, how did you pull up after the weekend?
Was it that bad, Jars? I had to run around for a couple of quarters.
What are you talking about? He came off.
Thanks, mate.
I thought he didn't play. No.
I apologise,
Tom Jonas. We had in you.
Anything else?
Play. I think you need a week off.
That was only in the last 2 days, that stuff.
You're in Triple M's rush hour.
12 days.
You've seen him play on the footy fields.
You've seen him report on 7 News.
And now you can hear him on the Rush Hour. Please welcome Bruce Abernethy.
He joins us on this lovely Thursday, live in the studio. Good afternoon, Brucey, you superstar.
Love the intro. Can I borrow that?
That's not bad.
I'll never get anything like that at 7.
He's one of our biggest supporters too, Brucey, the Rush Hour.
He
sends me text messages every now and then when he gets a bit fiery.
Only when you're wrong, and that's often.
How many times a show then?
Is that what you're doing on your phone all the time?
Yes.
I had to get the special data extension.
That's why we lose him.
What do you mean?
You lose
you
on the phone. You're always on your phone.
Facts.
Oh, no, most of the show, I reckon. Hey, the car club, tell us about it. Nationally, second season. How good's that?
Hey, Bernie, as you know, it's nice to be invited back for a second season. That doesn't happen to everybody, but we did. Started as a little idea. We like our cars. I know a lot of people do, especially in South Australia. And so we set out to make a car show. Ran six, and the network said, we like this. Can you give us another 12? So we're back nationally at 1:30. They gave us a nicer time slot in the afternoon on Saturday.
Yeah, I like
that. So you will be out of bed, Jars. You'll be able to watch it now.
I'll
1:30
be down
Saturday.
Only
Cotton
just.
Divers.
It's going great guns. Tell us, Mark Soderstrom.
Yeah.
Now, what is Soderstrom?
Chompers. Well, it's interesting.
Well, he calls chompers. Him Chompers. So I don't know. Well,
let's face facts.
Come on, mate.
How vain do you have to be to polish up your teeth?
Oh, hold on.
Sorry, listeners. I know it's not a visual medium, but I've just whacked Bluey.
I've got a kid at home. Don't worry, it's happening. Yeah. No, what does Soders know about cars? Well, what's been his background?
Soders' dad was actually a very famous drag racer in Victoria, where Soders grew up, and he used to come over here with his dad, following him around on the drag circuit. So he grew up with a drag background, etc., and drag. I mean, cars, nothing else. And funny, our legendary weather presenter, Amelia Molkai, when she heard out we were doing it, she said, oh, can I be involved? I said, well, what do you know? She goes, my dad did hot rods. Wow. I dragged around to hot rod shows my entire life. Brilliant. And she said, please, can I come and be involved? Yeah. And she's fantastic and just loves getting out there amongst cars. South Australia, we have an unbelievable car history here, as we saw with the Holdens and the Velo. It's back here now and things like that. You know, we used to manufacture Chryslers down at Lonsdale. We used to manufacture Holdens at Cheltenham and out at Elizabeth. Yeah. You know, I grew up in that area. Everyone's dad used to work there. We've got a great car history and some great, great collections hidden behind doors. Mm.
And so what type of cars? Is there a certain type of cars, a certain age bracket of cars? Is there, do you go into workshops? Is it race meets? Tell us about it.
You pretty much covered it, mate. Thanks for that.
All of it.
Now I know what the
guessing.
Show's about.
I was guessing.
Well, you're having almost a relationship with your car, especially your first car, and we'll get into that. Everyone's got a story about their first car.
Yep.
Everyone's got a story about the car they drive now, and everyone's got a story about the car they dream about. There's three stories for everyone.
Right. Mm. Yeah.
And it's not whether it's an American car or a British car or a German car or an Australian car. It's just the shared passion for something that's a lump of nuts and bolts, to be honest.
Yeah.
Except,
love it.
You know, Greg's AMG. This is a polished, bunch of nuts and bolts.
He's got his dream car.
I had a BMW M3, the last of the six speeds before, and I miss it every day, but it was a two-door, and when the boys came along, I had to get
Greg,
rid of it.
You couldn't drive a manual.
Yes, I can.
No, you can.
You should see me go. Hey, Abbott, I was going to ask you about car prices. Like, I find it astounding that some of the old classics, the amount of money that they go for.
I live at Lowe's Blue, and I'm probably that age a bit older than you. I'm the grumpy old man on the show, if you hadn't gathered that. And it's we all want to relive our youth. You get through the kids, you get through, you know, downsizing, you get into a comfortable place in life, and you go back, what couldn't I have when I was 18, 20? Mm. And all those guys who are plumbers or sparkies who've sold their businesses, they're retired now at 70. They couldn't afford a Shaker or a Toronto GDR XU1 or a Monaro.
Yeah.
That's why they're $1 million.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's better than your super fund. It's going up faster. so it's actually a wise investment. Yeah. Jeremy Cordo's on our show. We did his man cave.
Yeah.
He said, these are better than the stock market. These are better than investing in gold because you get to enjoy them, drive them, look at them, and they go up in value. You see, how good's this?
You've always loved your cars since I've known you in the early days at the Sandful. What's your favourite all-time vehicle?
My favourite.
Have you found it?
All-time vehicle is, I actually like some old stuff. My favourite is a mid-50s Mercedes convertible, 300 SL, which Pierre Trudeau was the Premier Prime Minister of Canada. He actually gave it to his son and got married, and his son's now the Premier Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau.
Wow.
And I saw him leaving. When he finished in Parliament, he drove out of the gates in this convertible Mercedes, and I've gone, Pierre, you're cool. I want to be like
you.
Yeah, they're about 2 million, so I'm about 1.99 million shy at the minute, so make donations to the car club.
I was going to ask you, how do you get it over the line with your wife? Spending money on cars because
trick?
Yeah, how do you do it? Because we try it with golf clubs and golf memberships.
Well, you
and
make
all this
sure
stuff.
That she's able to drive the car too, and you point out the fact that you bought it for X and you sold it for X plus.
Oh, yes, even if that's
even
not
if
true.
It's not
true.
Right. Hey, now, question for about
and you Jar- hide the receipts. Gotta be good at that.
Jars has got a 2019 Toyota Camry, yep, and it's brown.
Yeah.
Now, where do you reckon that's going?
Missing a revision mirror.
Beige, ivory, off-white, Richie Beno version, or poo brown.
Yeah. Missing a revision mirror.
Way.
Wrong way.
Bumper. Yeah.
That's going to landfill.
Don't say that.
It's only 4 years old.
It looks hang on the jars. Now, just hang on the
look, way. It'll be back when you're about 138.
The Car Club airing nationally on 7, mate. Are you travelling all around the country or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, this week we interview a guy in Victoria, a mate of mine I met when I played at Collingwood. He and his car garage is basically his business. It's been there for 45, 50 years.
Nice.
All his children work in it. And it's opposite Arden Street there in North Melbourne, Nick Theodosi. And I've known him forever. We don't ever talk about football. We only ever talk about cars. And his collections is staggering.
Yeah, nice.
What he hasn't owned isn't worth owning. No,
beautiful. Anyway, Abbott, everyone knows that I've purchased your house. So there's your mail from the last month.
So.
Any danger of getting them changed or
any checks in there?
I'll tell you what, there's more for Ryan Burton in there than you. Where's he living at the moment?
Good. Well, I should put Ryan goes out with my daughter. They live together now. And when he came over, when he was playing at Hawthorne, he'd come over back in summer because his parents are smart. They downsized and built with smaller bedrooms. And less. So he'd come and stay at our place with my daughter, of course. Yeah. So the guy's making $500,000 a year. And did you think he ever put anything in the fridge?
No, nothing.
So an AFL footballer just turn up all summer, open my fridge and just go, okay, I might just drink it. Help myself. So I have got an Averto to change his address a couple of times. Yeah. Clearly they're the debt collectors in the open water.
He's got a few more.
Brilliant, mate. Look forward to 1:30 Saturday.
Every Saturday. Did I mention nationally?
Yes, you did, Bruce.
I take great pride. We're taking South Australia to 27 million Australians. I'm very proud of that, so it's a good start.
Yeah, really proud of you, mate. Mark Soderstrom and Amelia Mulcahy, a very good friend of ours, and the mate, great man, Bruce Abernathy.
You better text him. Text him live. He couldn't say elephant the other day.
I said elephant.
Elephant.
Yeah, good on you, Abbas.
He got knocked out the other day.
Yeah,
by himself.
He's still got concussion.
It's an improvement.
Oh. Okay, the diary. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to 1977.
Oof.
Yes, sir.
I'm minus eight.
So you're 11.
March 16th. Have a listen.
Dear Diary, 1977. It's late Sunday night and we've been watching the Logies.
The 1977 presentation of the TV Week Logie Awards.
Drinking Coke, eating Cadbury chocolate, and watching Dad pay up after Lizzie's bet to Mum. They bet on the Gold Logie every year, Diary, and tonight, Dad went for Paul Cronin from the Sullivans and Mum went for Graham Kennedy. When Paul Cronin won his Silver Logie, Dad said, "It's in the bag, Evelyn. If Dave Sullivan doesn't win the gold, I'll dance naked out the front with a rose in my teeth." When it was time for the Gold Logie, everyone was glued to the screen, which was good because I stole the last bit of chocolate and no one saw it. And then the envelope. The winner is Graham Kennedy. Well, Mum was jumping around laughing. Dad was swearing and cursing and calling for a recount. Then Mum disappeared outside and came back with a rose and said, "Boys, Ben, Dennis, outside." We couldn't see much from the bedroom, but we could hear Mum packing up laughing. And just then, the Milky turned up into our street and caught Dad in his headlights. No wonder Mum was laughing so much. The sight of your dad's wobbly bits is enough to scare you for life. Good night, Dory.
His wobbly bits.
He went through with the bet, Jars, didn't he?
He did. With a rose in his teeth.
He's ahead of his time. He could have been on The Bachelor with his rose in between his teeth.
After a big fortnight on the rush hour, this segment got the arse last week. It's time for the highlight tapes.
Next, Molly, what have we got?
We ask a lot of questions on this show, and the vast majority of them are illuminating, thought-provoking, and insightful. But not quite all of them.
Why were you in your own round last night?
Yeah.
Let's say hello to Bianca from One Tree Hill.
Bianca, I've always wondered this. Is there a tree with one hill on it?
I'm sorry, what?
Come to think of it, some of our answers aren't great either.
How many countries are there in the world, Jazz?
How many is there, Green?
Around, I don't know.
Give me a number, 32.
I asked
32 countries.
No. What letter does exfoliate start
X.
with? I want to take you back to, no, and I haven't got this wrong, 868, year 868, Jazz. Because this is the earliest surviving printed book produced. I think it was in Italy.
Is it 868 BC or AC?
AC.
Sheepish.
Yes, the year 868. Air conditioning?
AC.
Moving on. In our business, it's always important to get names right, whether that's callers.
Great calls, too. Janet and her brother Dino split his little plums when he was a wee lad.
I didn't mind that. I think it's Jeanette, by the way.
But I call...
You know it, dude.
NBL players.
Who was the latest player to sign with the Adelaide 36ers? That's our auto
Alex
Masters.
Sterling. Starling.
AFL senior coaches.
Here's Kenny Hinkley on the wing.
Guests coming up on the show.
Tom Gleiser's got to join us.
Yes.
Guests currently on the show.
And the mate, great man, Bruce Abernathy.
Co-workers.
So that was Brenton Yates.
Brenner Yates.
Yes.
And Brenner.
Who?
The cities we broadcast to.
A little shout out to our friends and colleagues down there in Mount Gambier.
Mount Bambi.
No, Mount Gambier, I said.
Or our state premier.
The premier Peter Malinauskas.
Who? Is that so?
Let's move on. How have the boys, Jazz, handled our live reads over the last couple of weeks? I'm sure there hasn't been any issues.
Gregory, 2 hours express delivery over 30,000 products. You can get anything for the office delivered direct. With 2 hour express delivery on 30,000 products, you can get anything for the office delivered direct. May is International Barbecue Month, and Adelaide Barbecue Adelaide Weber stores are partying all month long. That's right. What?
You can't say partying May like that.
May!
And partying. Instead of partying.
Oh, do it again.
I got it.
May is International Barbecue Month. That's right. And Barbecue Adelaide Weber stores are partying all month.
Are they? Well, continue, Jazz.
This Saturday, they've got a free. May is International Barbecue Month. And Barbecue Adelaide Weber stores are partying all month long. Party. Is that right or not?
Party. He did it again.
Partying. Is it partying?
Partying.
Is it
partying?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
party.
And to celebrate, get up to 20% off store-wide across their locations.
You nearly got it, mate. Nah, you got to say that.
I was going to... I was ad-libbing.
Because
you've got to ad-lib. These aren't our words. How many times do I have to tell you both? And Craig, stop laughing under the desk.
If you want to
these are not our words.
Nah, if you want
to
say...
be creative, you know, as a wordsmith.
I can't believe that you were happy with that and that you want to just keep it.
No.
I was happy with it.
Okay, if you want to ad-lib...
As long as the clients are happy with it.
If you want to ad lib and say their locations, maybe say there instead of across the...
off store
water locations.
The two locations, the both locations.
Well, their two would have been fine.
Their locations.
That would have been fine too.
I could have added my little creative
words into this sentence.
You
started with an L. Their locations.
Yeah, honestly. Tell me, and you're laughing too, Molly Roach.
Thankfully, these reads can be saved by the ultra-slick Greg Blewett.
But remember, everyone can benefit from a spell on the interchange.
Get your mouth working! Benefit!
Interchange.
Interchange. Put your bloody teeth in.
Okay, you ready?
Interchange.
But remember, everyone can benefit from a spell on the interchange. Drink responsibly.
I can't say
interchange.
And that's the highlight tapes for this week.
Big out the old elephant.
An elephant.
I'm tired.
mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no.
Triple M's Rush Hour.